Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday afternoon, May 20th, 2025, and we have a great mix of health, fitness, and wellness headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Center for NeuroSkills Chief Financial Officer named 2025 Kern County Heart Walk Chair. Lindsay Ashley, Chief Financial Officer of Center for NeuroSkills, will chair the 2025 Kern County Heart and Stroke Walk, scheduled for October 11th at California State University, Bakersfield. Ashley aims to raise funds for the American Heart Association and promote a healthy lifestyle. She will lead a team of executives to recruit companies for the event. Funds raised will support research, education, and community health initiatives. Participants can register at bakersfieldheartwalk.com. Center for NeuroSkills will participate in HeartWalk events in California and Texas, with Dr. Matt Ashley serving on the Central Texas American Heart Association's Board of Directors.
Researchers discover potential missing connection between EBV and multiple sclerosis. Researchers have discovered a potential missing connection between the Epstein-Barr virus and multiple sclerosis. While the risk of MS is higher among those exposed to the virus, it remains unclear why only a small percentage developed the condition. This new scientific information could offer valuable insights for biopharmaceutical firms like Clene Inc., CLNN, focused on MS research. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Clene Inc. in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively. For more information, visit BioMedWire's website.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, signs agreement to advance MS drug toward phase 2 trial. Quantum Biopharma Limited, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol QNTM, has entered into an agreement with a global pharmaceutical contract research organization to prepare an investigational new drug application for its lead compound, Lucid-21-302, aimed at treating multiple sclerosis. The company plans to submit the application to the FDA in the fourth quarter of 2025, with the goal of initiating a phase 2 clinical trial. Lucid-21-302 is a patented neuroprotective therapy shown in preclinical studies to prevent demyelination, a key factor in MS and other neurodegenerative disorders. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative solutions for challenging disorders with a focus on neurodegenerative and metabolic conditions, as well as alcohol misuse disorders.
Valaxy launches premium home sauna solutions in Dubai. Infrared traditional and hybrid models now available. Valaxy, a luxury wellness brand based in Dubai, has launched an exclusive collection of premium in-home saunas, including infrared, traditional, and hybrid models. These saunas offer a range of health benefits from detoxification to stress reduction, all in the comfort of one's home. The hybrid model combines infrared therapy with traditional sauna stones for a personalized wellness experience. Infrared saunas provide focused heat for detoxification and pain relief, while traditional models offer a classic steam experience. To celebrate the launch, Valaxy is offering a 10% discount on indoor pre-built sauna models. Visit their website to explore the full range and create your personal wellness sanctuary.
GeoVax reaffirms urgent need for multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccines as CDC shifts recommendations. GeoVax Labs, Inc. reaffirms the urgent need for multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccines following the CDC's shift in recommendations. Their vaccine, GEO-CM04S1, offers superior protection for immunocompromised populations and aligns with HHS priorities for durable broad-spectrum immunization. With a focus on older adults and those with chronic health problems, the demand for next-generation immunization strategies is growing. GEO-CM4S1, based on the MVA platform, expresses both spike and nucleocapsid proteins, providing multi-antigen protection against SARS-CoV-2. Recent phase 2 trial results in patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia showed a superior T-cell response rate compared to a leading mRNA vaccine. Fully aligned with the HHS biosecurity vision, GEO-CM04S1 offers multi-antigen breadth, durability, safety, and domestic advanced manufacturing capabilities. Multiple phase 2 trials are ongoing to support the path to licensure for this innovative vaccine.
Planning grants awarded for competitive proposals, testing efficacy of food, is medicine. The American Heart Association has awarded nearly $1.2 million in grant funding to 12 scientific researchers as part of its Healthcare by Food initiative. These grants will support the development and testing of food as medicine interventions to treat chronic diseases driven by unhealthy diets. The goal is to make these interventions reimbursable, scalable, and sustainable. The initiative aims to address the crisis of chronic disease by incorporating healthy food into healthcare to help millions of patients nationwide. The association has also funded 23 small-scale clinical trials to strengthen food as medicine research. Results from these trials are expected soon, with larger randomized controlled trials needed to determine the most effective interventions for specific populations. The Healthcare by Food initiative is supported by anchor funding from the Rockefeller Foundation and contributions from various organizations.
Intriquip Instruments now offering BOA electrosurgical systems in Canada. Intriquip Instruments Inc., a leading Canadian veterinary and medical equipment distributor, is now offering BOA electrosurgical systems in Canada. By expanding their product catalog, Intriquip is providing clinics across the country with access to advanced electrosurgical units, smoke evacuation systems, and high-quality accessories. The ARC 100 electrosurgical unit, Shishe smoke evacuation system, and a variety of accessories are now available through Intriquip. With a dedicated Canadian team, ensuring fast shipping and expert product knowledge, professionals can rely on reliable technology without cross-border delays. For over 30 years, Intriquip has supported veterinary and medical professionals with a wide range of equipment and personalized customer care.
BioCorex reports business update for the first quarter of 2025. BioCorex Pharmaceuticals, Inc. reported a business update for the first quarter of 2025, highlighting the acquisition of Lucemura, lofexidin, from USWM, LLC. This FDA-approved medication for opioid withdrawal has already shown promising results, driving revenue growth with net product revenues of $134,899. The company continues to focus on managing and reducing operating expenses, decreasing them by approximately 9% compared to the same period in 2024. BioCorex Pharmaceuticals, Inc. is also advancing the development of sustained-release naltrexone products, supported by a grant from the National Institutes of Health. This research aims to address significant public health challenges, such as methamphetamine use disorder, MUD, and opioid use disorder, OUD. Stay tuned for further updates on the development of BICX-104 for the treatment of these disorders. Four stocks to watch in the $47 billion cellular therapeutics market. Cell-based therapeutics have evolved from experimental treatments to mainstream success, with the FDA approving 7 new therapies last year. Market researchers project the global cell therapy market to reach $47.72 billion by 2034, growing at a CAGR of 22.96%. Adia Nutrition Inc. is making waves with its stem cell therapies and organic supplements, recently uplisting to the OTCQB venture market. Fate Therapeutics received RMAT designation for its off-the-shelf CAR T-cell therapy, FT819, showing promise for lupus treatment. Pluri Inc. secured a patent for its immune cell expansion technologies, focusing on mate T-cells for solid tumor treatment. Ginkgo Bioworks reported a 27% revenue increase, positioning itself as a leader in cell programming and biosecurity. Investors are keeping a close eye on these companies in the booming cellular therapeutics market.
Mental Health Watchdog, calling for a ban on the use of the electroshock machine in Florida. A mental health watchdog group, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CHR, is calling for a ban on the use of the electroshock machine in Florida. Concerned citizens, business leaders, and parents protested the use of electroshock, also known as electroconvulsive therapy or ECT, especially on children under the age of 5. Despite claims that ECT can reset brain function like rebooting a computer, the procedure has devastating side effects, including death and brain damage. CCHR President Diane Stein points out that psychiatrists push ECT as a treatment for depression and suicide, despite no evidence that it prevents suicide. Forced shock therapy, like the case of patient Henley, can result in severe memory loss, confusion, and long-term effects. Experts like Ron Bassman and Jim Gottstein argue that ECT causes permanent memory loss and brain damage and should be banned altogether.
Dr. Jeffrey Sternberg, named to Castle Connolly's top 7% of U.S. doctors for 14th consecutive year. Dr. Jeffrey Sternberg, founder of the Sternberg Clinic in San Francisco, has been named a 2025 Castle Connolly top doctor for the 14th consecutive year. Recognized among the top 7% of U.S. physicians, Dr. Sternberg is known for his expertise in treating pilonidal disease. Contrary to common belief, pilonidal disease is a chronic infection, not a congenital cyst, that affects adolescents and young adults. Dr. Sternberg specializes in the pilonidal raft procedure, offering a modern, definitive surgical solution with exceptional outcomes. Patients praise his compassionate care and results-driven approach. Dr. Sternberg is double board certified with extensive training and experience in colorectal surgery. He is a respected leader in the field and a passionate advocate for raising awareness about pilonidal disease.
Dr. Constantino Sarkatis Scholarship for Future Doctors launches to support aspiring physicians across the U.S. The Dr. Constantino Sarkatis Scholarship for Future Doctors is now accepting applications, providing a $1,000 award to one exceptional undergraduate student pursuing a medical career. Dr. Sarkatis's commitment to healthcare shines through this scholarship, emphasizing academic excellence and community service. Eligible applicants must be U.S. Fellows undergraduates on a pre-med track with a minimum GPA of 3.5. Dr. Sarkatis's diverse background and dedication to culturally competent care inspire future healthcare leaders. The application deadline is November 15, 2025, with the recipient announced on December 15, 2025. Learn more at DrConstantinosSarkatisScholarship.com.
Dental Implants of Palmdale launches Advanced Implant Center. Dental Implants of Palmdale has launched an Advanced Implant Center in Palmdale, California. The center offers the innovative teeth-in-a-day procedure, providing same-day full-mouth restorations. Patients can expect personalized care with cutting-edge technology and minimally invasive techniques. Benefits include immediate improvement in chewing and speaking abilities, reduced treatment time, and preservation of jawbone integrity. The facility also offers endosteel implants, all-on-4 implants, and permanent dentures. With advanced technology like 3D imaging and computer-guided implant placement, patients receive precise care. Flexible financing options are available to make treatments accessible. Schedule a consultation at Dental Implants of Palmdale today.
MDPen introduces corrective microneedling, a revolution in skincare. MDPen, a leader in advanced microneedling technology, has introduced corrective microneedling, a groundbreaking approach that elevates skin rejuvenation. With a special technique creating up to 324,000 microchannels per minute, this procedure effectively addresses wrinkles, scars, stretch marks, and more. This innovative treatment offers a superior alternative to traditional microneedling, benefiting hundreds of thousands of patients. MDPen also provides comprehensive training programs for practitioners to ensure the best results. Chief Marketing Officer Dion Keaton stated, "Corrective microneedling represents a significant leap forward in skincare technology. Licensed practitioners can now access this cutting-edge solution, supported by robust training and proven results." For more information, visit MDPen's website or contact 888-313-1415.
Chimy Biotech and CenaSafe partner to launch UNOW drug residue test device in Canada. Chimee Biotech and SceneSafe Trauma Scene Remediation have joined forces to launch the UNOW drug residue test device in Canada. This innovative portable solution detects trace amounts of illicit substances like opioids and methamphetamine with lab-grade accuracy, providing rapid results for law enforcement, healthcare, remediation teams, and property managers. By combining Chimee Biotech's expertise with SceneSafe's safety protocols, the partnership aims to set a new standard in drug residue detection. President Otis Zhao emphasizes the device's role in protecting communities, while SceneSafe's founder Hang Ai highlights the importance of verifying safe environments. The UNOW device will be available in Canada starting Q2 2025, with pre-orders opening soon through SceneSafe Trauma Scene Remediation.
The Garnet Society partners with Brave Coalition to raise funds for the Ferdinand Ofadial Lecture on Diversity in Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. The Garnet Society has partnered with Brave Coalition to raise funds for the Ferdinand Ofadial Lecture on Diversity in Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. This collaboration aims to reach a $100,000 endowment goal to ensure the ongoing presence of this vital lecture at PSTM. The funds raised will directly support speaker fees, travel expenses, and program development for future lectures. Dr. Paris Butler, a founding member of the Garnet Society, expressed excitement about this partnership, emphasizing the alignment of missions between the two organizations. The Ferdinand Ofadial Lecture honors the legacy of Dr. Ferdinand Ofadial, a prominent figure in plastic surgery history. Individuals and organizations committed to inclusive excellence in medicine are invited to contribute to this initiative by donating online or by mail. Together, the Garnet Society and Brave Coalition are working towards a more inclusive and representative plastic surgery community.
CurioCare's innovative maternal behavioral health solutions, now covered by insurance for New Jersey moms. CurioCare, a leader in women's behavioral health, has been selected as a strategic maternal mental health referral partner by a large health plan in New Jersey, providing coverage for over 55% of expectant and new moms in the state. Through this partnership, New Jersey moms now have access to Curio's digital solutions, MamaLift and MamaLift Plus, offering evidence-based mental health support during and after pregnancy. MamaLift Plus is the first FDA-cleared prescription digital therapeutic for mild to moderate postpartum depression symptoms, while MamaLift supports women with subclinical symptoms and emotional challenges. This collaboration aims to address the barriers to care that many new mothers face, offering a stigma-free, mobile-first pathway to support when they need it most. Turner MedTech scales manufacturing for innovative MRI patient positioning products. Turner MedTech, a Utah-based medical technology manufacturer, is expanding its manufacturing operations for the KyphoLift patient positioning system, aiming to improve patient care and diagnostic quality in MRI and oncology procedures. Achieving precise patient positioning is crucial in the $1.6 billion U.S. MRI market, especially for patients with conditions like kyphosis or limited mobility. Turner MedTech's enhanced manufacturing capabilities ensure consistent quality and production efficiency, making the KyphoLift system more accessible. The company is also developing the KyphoWedge, an adjustable positioning device for MRI and X-ray, expanding its portfolio of solutions. Leveraging parent company Turner Innovations' imaging experience and patented technologies, Turner MedTech is uniquely positioned to enhance imaging outcomes and patient care.
Dr. Rian Merckx of the Merckx Institute shares expert insights on mid-face lifting with the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. Dr. Rian Merckx, founder of the Merckx Institute, offers expert insights on mid-face lifting in an article by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. Dr. Merckx's innovative Merckx lift technique focuses on restoring underlying facial architecture for natural-looking results. He emphasizes the importance of harmony in facial rejuvenation, incorporating techniques like microlift for balanced outcomes. Unlike traditional facelifts, the Merckx Institute prioritizes subtle, refined enhancements over drastic changes. Dr. Merckx's approach, rooted in deep structural support, attracts patients seeking natural, elegant results. To learn more about mid-face lifting and facial rejuvenation, visit themarksinstitute.com or call 305-328-8256. Biomed news breaks. Adidex Inc., NASDAQ ADTX, terminates acquisition agreement with Apealea Therapeutics. Adidex Inc., NASDAQ ADTX, has determined its arrangement agreement with Apealea Therapeutics Inc., effective May 31, 2025. The agreement, initially announced in April 2024 and amended multiple times, was ended due to a lack of strategic alignment. Despite respecting Apealea's work, Adidex plans to formally notify them of the termination. Adidex is an innovation platform focused on accelerating health innovations through collaboration with research institutions, industry partners, and shareholders. The company operates programs in immune health and precision health, with plans for additional programs in public health and women's health. The closing of transactions with Apealea and Evofem is subject to various conditions, including shareholder approval and funding. For more information, visit www.adixd.com.
Strategic alliance between iCor Connect and HPA aims to boost revenue and support independent dentists and physicians. iCor Connect, Inc. has formed a strategic channel partner agreement with Health Professionals Alliance, Inc., a key player in the dental industry. This partnership aims to boost revenue growth by enhancing the channel partner program. By collaborating with HPA, iCor Connect gains access to a network dedicated to professional growth and collaboration. The alliance is expected to improve lead generation, marketing efforts, and sales opportunities, benefiting both organizations in the long run. iCor Connect CEO Robert McDermott sees this partnership as a way to empower dental practices with smarter solutions. HPA President Grant Diggles believes this collaboration equips dentists with tools for current success and future challenges in healthcare. iCor Connect offers cloud-based solutions like iCor Exchange, iCor RX, iCor Analytics, and more, while HPA provides a private recapitalization solution for independent dental practices.
Market alert, Dario Health receives $3 price target and buy rating. Everything you need to know. Litchfield Hills Research has initiated coverage of Dario Health Corp, NASDAQ DRIO, with a buy rating and a $3 price target, representing potential upside of over 350%. Dario Health has successfully pivoted to a B2B2C approach, showing impressive growth in Q4 2024. The $3 price target is based on future earnings, with Dario projected to reach GAAP breakeven in the second half of 2026. Dario's unique platform addresses multiple chronic conditions, giving it a competitive edge. The company's expansion into the GLP-1 weight management space and strategic partnerships position it for growth. With a strong balance sheet and key partnerships, Dario Health is poised to capitalize on the demand for integrated digital health solutions. After cardiac event, people who regularly sit for too long had higher risk of another event. Research published in the American Heart Association's journal Circulation, Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes found that people who sit for more than 14 hours a day have a higher risk of another cardiac event after a previous one. Replacing 30 minutes of sedentary time with light physical activity reduced the risk by 50%, while replacing it with moderate to vigorous activity lowered the risk by 61%. Additionally, replacing sedentary time with 30 minutes of sleep decreased the risk by 14%. This study emphasizes the importance of reducing sedentary behavior and increasing physical activity to improve cardiovascular health after a heart attack.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.